The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to another online business briefing today brought to you by the Investor Brand Network. And today we're lucky enough to be joined by Lottery.com, specifically the co-founder and chief executive officer for the company, Tony DiMatteo. Tony, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, Tony. I'm going to go out here on a limb and I'm going to say you might have something to do with lotteries with a name like Lottery.com. I'm just kidding. I've been to your website. It's fantastic. It is so easy to navigate, listeners, but we're going to learn about it straight from you. Give us a little bit about the history of the company and tell us about the last year specifically with this global pandemic going on.
Absolutely. You know, so we started the company about 6 years ago. And prior to that, my co-founder and I, you know, we were both running our own separate companies as our day jobs. And we got together and we started building things on the side, various tech projects, and with the thesis of we should build things that are going to happen or that are inevitable to happen, and sort of looking, you know, with a very far, hopefully farsightedness to see what's coming. And if we find something that we know is going to happen, maybe we should just be the guys that go and build that. So that's what we did. And one of those projects was Lottery.com. And the idea was simple enough, is just, you know, the lottery is a legacy industry. It's very retail based. You walk in with paper money, you walk out with a paper ticket, and that's about it. And so we knew that eventually the lottery would have to go digital. So that's sort of what we started. And it's just a legal way to play the lottery from your phone or laptop, et cetera. And that games like Powerball, Mega Millions, whatever your state games are, that's effectively the gist of it. I'll say it took us about 5 years of those 6 years. It took us 5 years to open up five states. And then just because of COVID, if there is a silver lining, it's been that it has really accelerated our business. So in, you know, five states in 5 years, and then seven states in the sixth year, just in the last year. So our pace of market expansion has really accelerated, because once the quarantine hit, the state revenue of all of those lottery games effectively went to zero. Because obviously, if you can't go to the store, you can't play unless you have a product like us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, as you put it so well, if there is a silver lining to this, it's companies knowing how to navigate now this new normal. But your company, this sort of fell into your lap, as you pointed out, five states in 5 years, seven states in the last year. That brings you to 12 states. Let's talk about the addressable market here in the United States and the global market if your company plans on global expansion.
You know, that's right. You know, it's about an $80 billion market domestically. And, you know, less than 1% of all sales in the U.S. are now done online. So there's a huge expansion opportunity there. And then as you look international, it's around $400 billion in the rest of the world in total lottery sales. And we do intend to expand internationally pretty aggressively, either through, you know, directly entering those markets or through partnerships or some M&A activity.
Well, we've seen other companies in the periphery of what you're doing. Specifically, I'll speak to DraftKings, since I'm an early investor in them. We've seen them grow by leaps and bounds due to COVID, because people have realized, even when the pandemic is under control, they may not be so willingly wanting to go to a convenience store or a casino in the case of DraftKings to place their bet. In your case, a convenience store. This makes it so easy. And again, listeners, you just have to go to lottery.com to see what I'm talking about. You pick your game, you pick your numbers, and you're in. It's just that easy. Talk to me a little bit. You mentioned your co-founder. Talk to me about your partner and a little bit about your backgrounds. Obviously, you guys have a severe or an intense IT background, I would assume.
Yeah, we are. We're both, I think, tech guys at heart. Matt, you know, is very much self-trained, and when I met him, he was the CEO of the world's largest concierge company, and really turned that company around, you know, from a very legacy company, and sort of modernized them and helped them, you know, advance their technology and as well as just sort of their overall performance. My story is I sort of barely graduated high school, got into tech very early. College, I just realized was not for me. And sort of just dove into the world. And I've really just been a pure hardcore entrepreneur since. And so when the two of us met, as I mentioned, we just sort of wanted to build things that should exist or that are going to happen. And we said, look, this is all we're going to do. So once we sort of started lottery.com, at the time it was called Autolotto. That's what the name of the company started with. It just became our entire sole focus. He left his company, I sold my company, and we've just been all in on this ever since. It's maybe important to understand is, you know, we don't have a gaming background, which I think sometimes is important when you're trying to advance or disrupt an industry or change it, is coming from an outside perspective. Because, you know, when we started the company, everybody basically told us, like, this is impossible. Don't bother. Right. Like, you know, you're never going to be able to do this. You're never going to be able to get states to say yes to you. And just don't try. It's too hard. But having that, you know, outside perspective, we figured it out.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about 2020, because obviously, as we pointed out at the outset, 5 years for five states, seven states in the last year. How did 2020 go down? How do you bring in these new states?
Yeah, well, you know, once the quarantine happened, the states became much more amenable or, you know, open to us entering those states and doing what we do in a completely legal and compliant way. It's they've just realized that this is the new normal. Everybody has to prepare and understand that there may be further quarantines down the road. We don't know what those are going to be. I think this is very similar. You know, whenever you have a sort of a black swan event like COVID, something that's never happened before, it changes the way people think about going forward. Mm-hmm. The same things were true, is just that the lottery must go online eventually for a lot of different reasons. You know, some of just that you have a traditional aging player base that is eventually going to age out. And, you know, it's been very difficult for lotteries to get millennials and younger generations to play. Mm-hmm. But what we found is it's not because they don't want to play. It's that they, number one, don't go to the store. And number two, they don't carry cash. And so we're sort of we check the boxes on all of those things and can make it still a very fun and simple experience for everybody.
So how do you make your money? Talk to me about the revenue model.
Sure. Domestically, it's very simple. Is we charge a service fee or a convenience fee. Think of us in the same way as like a DoorDash or an Uber Eats. We're not the restaurant. We don't cook the meals. We just go get it for you and bring it to you. And so it's called the courier model. It looks and feels like you're buying a lottery ticket from us when you're on the app. What you're actually doing is you're asking us to go buy a ticket on your behalf and then manage the interest of that ticket. So we check the numbers, we redeem the winnings, we cash you out, and we handle all of that in a purely digital experience. And we have, you know, dedicated facilities that do this in every state that we operate in. So there's no way that, you know, a ticket gets lost or misplaced, or we have multiple safeguards to make sure that whatever numbers that you have ordered is the ticket that is actually printed out, and we hold that for you and redeem it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the competitive landscape then and your competitive advantages.
Sure. You know, there's a one or two, I think, competitors in our space. They tend to sort of lag behind us when we open up new states. I think we're operational in more states than anybody else. But I think they're good and fair competitors. Some of our advantages are simply is one, I think, is we have a much bigger vision than anybody else. You know, our vision is really to become a global marketplace for all types of games of chance. It sort of think of like the Amazon of games of chance or the Amazon of lottery, meaning we can, wherever you are on the planet, you open up our app, you know, we verify your identity, your location, and your age, obviously. And then we want to be able to show you whatever games you're legally allowed to play at that moment in time and space. And I think that's just a very different perspective and vision than some of our competitors have. And it's a very big pie. So there's room for competitors for sure. But I think we are one, definitely the leader and first to market. And another one of our advantages is obviously is we are lottery.com, meaning we have a tremendous amount of brand equity and trust inherent in who and what we are. And you know, we're also the world's largest lottery data provider to digital publishers around the world, including Google, and we also power Amazon Alexa. So if you ask Alexa, you know, what are the results of the Powerball drawing, she'll tell you that that's powered by us for 600 plus games in I think 40 plus countries, all different types of games, without a, you know, distinct Alexa skill installed.
Very cool. Listeners, once again, we're speaking to Tony DiMatteo, co-founder and CEO of Lottery.com. Well, are you a public company? And if you're not a public company, will you go public?
Well, so we're in the process of actually going public through a SPAC with Trident Acquisitions Corporation. The symbol is TDAC on the NASDAQ. And we're doing very well, and we're very excited about it. So once the business combination happens, we'll go from TDAC to LTRY as our symbol, and we expect that to happen in around May of this year. It's mostly dependent on, you know, how long the SEC takes to do their thing to get all the paperwork filed, et cetera. But we're very excited about that, and I've always thought that we are destined to be a public company. We have sort of a dominant brand, a dominant URL, and it's only natural for us to play in the public markets.
Agreed. And I think somebody else agrees with me, and it's the CEO of the company I mentioned earlier, DraftKings CEO Jason Robbins. He's an early investor in your company. That's got to be a big pat on the back of validation for who you are and how you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. You know, Jason's been phenomenal. He wrote one of our first checks personally, you know, in our early seed round. And he's been a great advisor as we've gone along. And obviously, DraftKings has had tremendous success, you know, through their SPAC. And I think that also speaks to just the SPAC as a mechanism to go public. You know, I don't want to get it wrong, but it's roughly, I think, 50% of IPOs last year were done through SPACs. So this is sort of a proven way to do it, and mm-hmm. and it works, and it's a huge accelerant if you're the right type of company, and it's for us it was the right step forward.
Very true. Well, let's wrap up this interview talking about the goals for the company in 2021. How will blockchain play into who you are going forward?
That's a great question. You know, blockchain for us is definitely, obviously we're incredible blockchain enthusiasts, and you know, for us, I think the next evolution of our blockchain technology will be where we can operate our own blockchain based game, where we can, you know, tie somebody's you know, identity and location and ticket all together on the chain, but we can then also administrate the draws on chain. Whereas obviously the benefit to doing that is you don't have to necessarily trust the company, is that you trust the technology and you trust the chain. You know, for transparency and legitimate results, and there's, you know, sort of nothing that can go wrong there. That I think is the future of all real money gaming, in my opinion, is that all of these things must migrate to being on chain so that there's no question about legitimacy or accuracy of any of the results of any game of chance.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Tony DiMatteo, co-founder and CEO of Lottery.com. Tony, thanks so much for your time today. We look forward to great things from you and Lottery.com here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Stuart. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. For Tony DiMatteo, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN.
IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.